28th parak of Kehilim 6 Mishnah. Matash et loyal kupa. This matash was a patch, but it was tmei midras, and it was an avatuma. If you put it on a kupa can't be an avatuma, because it's not usable for sitting on. It's just a container. Therefore, now that this thing, this patch, became bottled to the kupa, it only becomes a rishon latuma. And therefore, the thing it touches is tummy, and the thing that thing touches, it's only possible truma. So basically, you took an avatuma and you made it a patch and a kli, which is not, cannot become an avatuma. The patch becomes a rishon latuma. Frijim in a kupa, a kupa matama, echad poisel poisel sechad. If you take it off from the kupa, wow, the kupa is matama one and it's poisel one. Matlis is tahira. Why? Here's a chiddush. You started off with matlis, which is an avatuma. You made it bottled to a kli, it became a region of the tuma. And when you took it off the kli, that's not the kli anymore. So it's like a piece that broke off of the kli and it's tahir completely. So you have a way of making an avatuma tahir without changing it, other than being chaber to a kli and taking it off. Tloyal beggar, but if you put it on a garment, which the garment can become tuma midras, and matama shnayim poisel echas. And the garment becomes an avatuma also, and it's matama, the thing it touches, and the thing that it touches touches something that's also tummy. The third thing is only possible a truma. If Fisham and a beggar, and I took the patch off the beggar, a beggar matama echad poisel echas, because the beggar only just touched the midras, which was an avatuma, and the beggar now, the rule is, when something's mechuba to the avatuma, it has a status of avatuma. When the avatuma gets removed, then the thing that was previously mechubet to the avatuma is now a rishon latuma. The matas matam shnayim poisel sechad. Here, the matas comes back to itself, and it becomes an avatuma. In other words, if you transformed senetz roi the midras into regular kli, then it loses its status. But if you mechaber this thing that's tami midras to something else that's roi worthy of becoming tami midras, then retains its state. Chen toila la sak or la'or, the same thing as you put it on a sack. It's made out of goat hairs or not. So it's made out of leather. Dibri Ramei. All this is Ramei's opinion. Rav Shimon Mitaher. So, Rav Shimon is Mitaher. He says that if you took this cloth and you made it as a patch to these other materials, then it's tar because it's similar to the first case. In other words, the rule is like this. If you take a patch and you machab it to something similar to it, then it retains its state. If you machab it to something completely different to it, like you take a cloth and you put it onto a kli, then it loses its state. What happens if you put it on another piece of garment, but it's a different type of garment? It's not a cloth, but it's made out of goat hair or leather, and that's machlokes. Rabbi Shimon says that it's the same thing as putting it on another garment, and Rabbi Yossi says it's tar, it's as if you put it on a box. Al asak tome mipnei yishu orek. But if you put it on a sack that was made out of goat's hair, then it is tame because it is woven. So he holds that a sack is similar enough to a regular piece of cloth, but a piece of hide. In other words, Rabbi Yisi is chol kana or. That which Rabbi Yisi says that this patch that's connected to leather is tar is only by leather, but by something that's made out of the hairs of a goat, it will be tar. So just in summary, if you take a piece of cloth and you mechabit to a regular kli, then it loses its status. If you mechabit to another begad, or even to something that's made out of goat hair, it also retains its tuma. If you mechabit to leather, then Rabbi Meir holds that it retains its tuma, and Rabbi Shimon is matar because he holds that if you take a piece of cloth and you machabit to a goat's hair or leather, that's considered you machabit to something different to it, and therefore it's similar to be machabit to that kupa in the beginning of the mission that it loses its tumah when you take it off afterwards. Rabbi Yisi says, "Ala'ol tar, ala'sak tumah b'nei shu oriv." If you machabit, he says a compromise, and he holds that a leather is similar to putting on a box. And a sack, tomei, because sack is made of goat's hair, is similar enough to woven garment, and therefore it is tomei.